Track 3, and our first headline story from the Advertiser is Youth Football Club Hit by £20,000 Theft. Thieves have left a youth football club devastated after stealing a £20,000 mower. The mower is used by Ogwell Youth Football Club to maintain the pitch, which is used by 140 youngsters. Now, club organisers and players have been shocked after intruders broke in over the weekend and stole it. Unfortunately, the tractor mower was not insured, leaving the club to face a significant financial burden. A fundraising campaign has been set up to raise £10,000. Club chairman Matthew Gladman said, "As a complete volunteer-led grassroots club, the loss is devastating. The football club exists purely to enrich the lives of young people in the community by keeping them active, motivated and connected through sport. Without the ability to maintain their pitches or repair the damage caused during the break-in, we may be forced to make some extremely difficult decisions." The thieves had cut through the lock to gain access to the ground and then managed to break into one of the club's storage containers where the tractor was kept by forcing open heavy-duty security doors. As this was the only container broken into, despite others being on site, it is thought that the break-in was specifically targeted.
Biggest splash yet for 40th RNLI dip. Tynmouth Lifeboat Station is hoping to make its biggest splash yet this Boxing Day as it prepares to celebrate its 40th walk in the sea. The annual event is a long-standing festive tradition that raises vital funds for the RNLI, helping to save lives at sea. Entry is open to adults and accompanied children over the age of 12, and fancy dress is actively encouraged with prizes for the best-dressed adult, child and teen. Whether you're a seasoned dipper or taking part for the first time, it's the perfect way to round off the festive season while supporting your local lifeboat crew, a Tynmouth RNLI spokesman said. All the money raised from sponsorship and donations will go to support Tynmouth's volunteer lifeboat crew, who provide a 24-hour search and rescue service 365 days a year along the South Devon coast. It costs around £56,000 a year to run and maintain the service in Tynmouth, all of which comes from the generous donations of the public.
Pupils help spread some Christmas joy. Students from Dawlish College packed hundreds of donated items, along with a large helping of festive joy, into hampers for a local food bank last week. A group of students gathered last Friday morning, the 12th of December, to make up 8 hampers along with several bags of additional donations for Dawlish Community Larder to distribute to individuals and families who are struggling over the Christmas period. 4 students from each year group, representing each of the college's 4 new houses, packed the hampers, ensuring each contained essential items along with Christmas treats. "Being able to help the community and meet their needs is just amazing," said Dart House leader Kyle, who is also a member of the student leadership team. Dawlish Community Larder said it was very grateful for the donations. The larder, supported by community group Redeeming Our Community and Helping Dawlish, supports people in the town in immediate need of basic food. Dawlish College runs an annual Christmas food bank appeal for the community larder. However, this year's response has been phenomenal, with one parent's workplace funding a full trolley load from a local supermarket. "Doing this really helps us be a real part of the community and give back to Dawlish," said student Karen Hannaford.
Park moves to discharge planning conditions. A holiday park in Tedburn St Mary, set to expand with 4 more caravans, has submitted documents to discharge conditions of its planning permission. Springfield Holiday Park sought permission for 17 additional holiday caravans. Teignbridge District Council granted permission in November, subject to conditions, chiefly the submission of a Landscape and Ecological Management Plan, or LEMP. And now, an LEMP as well as a Biodiversity Gain Plan have been submitted, bringing the plans one step closer to fruition. The planning statement says this is a step above the touring caravan segment as it provides fully serviced, plumbed-in holiday accommodation for a family that a touring caravan simply can't. Owned by Hoey's Caravans Limited, who also own five other caravan parks, Springfield Holiday Park lies in a woodland setting and offers self-catering tourist accommodation, an outdoor swimming pool and indoor games. It's approximately a mile and a half from the village of Tedburn St Mary.
Council backs housing plan to tackle crisis. A wide-ranging set of measures aimed at addressing the county's housing crisis has been agreed at Devon County Council's latest cabinet meeting. At the meeting on Wednesday, December 10th, members supported lobbying for a clearer national definition of affordable housing and working with partners to secure a higher proportion of affordable housing in major developments. Councillors also pledged to support community land trusts, which are also known as CLTs, non-profit organisations that hold land on behalf of a community with the aim of delivering affordable housing. The move follows warnings from the Devon Housing Commission and feedback from local residents that the serious shortage of affordable, good quality, secure housing in Devon, particularly in rural and coastal areas, was having a significant impact on communities, the workforce and the economy. The move comes after a recent resident survey revealed widespread concern over housing costs, second homes and gaps in infrastructure. Respondents called for more social housing and tighter controls on holiday lets, alongside sustainable development that protects Devon's landscapes. Devon County Council will now push for government support to maximise funding from the Social and Affordable Homes Programme, which offers $27.3 billion nationally over the next decade. It also plans to work with the CCA to establish a viability team to ensure consistency in planning negotiations and explore opportunities for new settlements, including Malcolm, being led by East Devon District Council.